Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the Kendall County Board's adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. It is 6 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. I'd like to call on Ruben Rodriguez to do our invocation, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, Father. Thank you for all the blessings you've brought our community, Father. Thank you for this board and all the things that they do, Father. And thank you for the blessing of all our employees in the county. Lord, also, thank you for all the things that happen here that make a difference in people's lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman?
Here.
Mr. DeBolt?
Here.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Here.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
He'll be here late.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
Here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum present, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Flowers and Backman, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. No special recognition this evening. Public comment, if you have a comment for the board, you have 5 minutes. If you would come down, or if you aren't able to walk forward, we can bring you a microphone. Seeing none. Number nine, we have a little nuance. I have to read the entire consent agenda, at which time I will then ask if anything needs to be removed and then ask for an approval. So, consent agenda consists of letter A, approval of county board minutes from January 7th, 2025. Letter B, approval of standing committee minutes, page 3. Letter C, approval of claims in amount not to exceed $1,832,954.64. Letter D, approval of Chicago HIDA drug intelligence officer with Kendall County as the fiduciary agent, effective March 11th, 2025 through March 12th, 2027, in the annual amount of $91,850. Letter E, approval of service agreement between Kendall County and the Village of Plainfield for the provision of demand response transportation. Letter F, approval of service agreement between Kendall County and the Kendall Township for the provision of demand response transportation. Letter G, approval of ordinance abating the tax levied for the year 2024, payable 2025, to pay debt service on the general obligation bonds, alternative revenue source, series 2016, 2017, 2019B for the County of Kendall, Illinois. And letter H, approval of budget amendment for Sheriff's Office and Corrections Command staff salary adjustment in amount not to exceed $109,970. Are there any items to be removed? If not, could I have a motion to approve? DeBolt and Shanley, could I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries 9-0. Old business. There is no old business. New business. Can I get a motion for approval of letter of understanding between County of Kendall, Illinois and Kendall County Sheriff and Illinois Fraternal Order of Police Labor Council Patrol Sergeants?
Second.
Shanley and Rodriguez. Who's Leslie, are you covering this one, or Dwight? I see Bobby. I see all kinds of people willing to talk.
Yeah, so this is just an update to the collective bargaining agreement that was recently approved for patrol sergeants. As you may recall, with the last union, or when you ratified the union contract, you had language about detective sergeant pay, that for each hour worked in that capacity, they would be paid $25 per shift, as originally written in the contract. This proposed letter of understanding would modify that language so that it would be pay of up to $3 per hour for each hour worked in that capacity. The reason being is it's for payroll coding purposes as we roll into exempt time and pays for the sheriff's office. When we have an employee that might take a sick hour or a personal hour, trying to code and distinguish between the $25 per shift versus an hourly rate, it's easier
Any questions for Leslie or Sheriff or Undersheriff? Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Backman?
Yes.
Very good. Any other standing committee reports? I have nothing. Special committee reports?
Christina, should I? Okay, yeah, I think it's worth saying. So, as you guys know, we've been in deliberations regarding our legal agreements with Pivot Tech and the nonprofit organization Fox Fiber for pretty much 4 months now, maybe a little bit longer than that. And we've reached an important juncture where we have forwarded our documents to be approved by the state. And assuming that they don't have any changes, we will be bringing those documents to commission and committee of the whole. I'm feeling pretty confident about it, but I am reluctantly optimistic.
Very good. Any questions for Zach about Kendall Connects? All right, very good. Liaison reports.
Historic Preservation Commission. We are having our winter meeting February 19th at 5:30 p.m. at the Community Center of the Plano Stone Church, 320 Center Street in Plano. If anybody can come, we would love to have you in and kind of go over some things with the Historic Preservation. And we also have our boards coming out. So we are taking applications until February 28th at 4 p.m. And you can find those at the www.campcountyil.gov, departments, planning, building, zoning, historic preservation.
Very good. Thank you very much. Any other special? Go ahead.
I just attended the annual Regional Planning Commission meeting on the Saturday, February 1st. That was a very informational meeting as far as what was going on within the municipality, within the county, and within the municipalities of the county. So it was great to see the turnout that was there for that, and just all the information and the growth that's happening, you know, within Kendall County and within the municipalities and surrounding counties as well too. But that was a good meeting, the annual meeting.
Yeah, and there's some good questions about the Connect Kendall, the fiber discussion, and then also our long-term plan. So thank you for that update. Liaison reports? Any other business? I do not have anything under chairman's report. Any public comment at this time? If you have any comments for the board, you have 5 minutes. Come forward or we'll bring the mic to you. All right, questions from the press. No need for an executive session that I'm aware of. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Flowers and Bachman, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.